Proclamation number 3214 of 7th of August, 1944. Feature of spiritual upward development. This is the sign of spiritual upward development, that the human being is no longer content with the pleasures the world offers him but strives for something higher. That worldly knowledge is not enough for him either, but he ponders over things which go beyond worldly knowledge. He seeks information about everything that lies beyond the earthly, because the earthly no longer satisfies him, and thus he strives for higher knowledge. To the same extent he now also thinks about himself. He sharply criticizes himself and his thoughts and actions. He seeks to shape himself into perfection. And the word of God also becomes effective in such people. It falls on good ground. The human being receives it. He thinks it through and seeks to live accordingly. For as soon as he begins to detach himself from the world and its pleasures, as soon as he strives for higher knowledge, the word of God is presented to him in the most effective way. And he heeds it and seeks to live by it. And thus the slow change of his nature begins, the spiritual ascent begins, the soul begins to mature and the human being fulfills his task of earthly life. Thus the renunciation of the world and its pleasures must inevitably precede the awakening of the human being's urge for a more valuable life, before he becomes spiritually active through serious reflection and striving towards God. For both at the same time are impossible. A person who still belongs to the world only listens with half an ear to the teachings which impart higher knowledge to the human being, for the world drowns them out, and as long as the world still entices and appeals, the human being finds no pleasure in spiritual things. He is neither thirsty for knowledge nor desirous of truth. He has no urge to ennoble his being. He only pays attention to the world and completely places his body at its service. And therefore he pays no attention to the divine word. It is empty sound to him. It only resounds to his ear but does not penetrate into the heart and also does not let his will become active to work on himself. He does not become aware of his imperfection but in his arrogance considers himself a creature which is powerful and mighty, but he will never be able to give a sign of this strength and power. His spiritual striving only begins as soon as he is aware of his inadequacy, and this again presupposes reflection and strict self-criticism. But a person who loves the world and its trinkets is still far removed from inward self-examination. Instead, his life is a hunt and chase after earthly goods and he seeks to gain everything from the outside, but he does not pay attention to his inner being and therefore does not recognize himself and also not the necessity of changing himself, his nature and his will. He remains on the same spiritual level until he lends a hand himself, until he makes an effort to live a life according to the word of God. But then he also detaches himself from the world and seeks connection to the spiritual kingdom. The further a person is in his spiritual development, the more diligently he works on himself. For the approach to God is his aim. And this presupposes an adaptation to the essence of the eternal deity, thus a shaping of himself into love. The human being who strives towards God recognizes his inadequacy, his great distance from God, and he therefore seeks to change. But he is only successful if he does not only think of himself alone, but also tries to influence his fellow human beings, so that he tackles the work on himself. For he shapes himself into love if he lovingly works on his fellow human being, if he helps him with advice and action where he alone is too weak. As long as the human being only leads a life of his own, as soon as he only seeks to lift up his own soul life, Self-love is still too strong in him and this does not support him. And that is why spiritual activity must also draw large circles, for as soon as the human being seriously strives for his perfection, he also wants to communicate himself. He wants to bestow upon those he loves what he himself considers worth striving for. And so he will also work for the kingdom of God, even though he is not officially considered a servant of God. He will communicate, i.e., express his spiritual thoughts and also try to transfer them to his fellow human beings, thereby he will draw them into the same striving. He will set an example himself through loving activity and encourage them to love. He will be a representative for Christ's teaching, for the divine word, as soon as he encourages people to love activity. And thus he will mature himself through his care for his fellow human beings. He will shape himself into love, and he will be successful because he will become knowledgeable. Knowledge will make him happy and spur him on again to pass it on. For the word of God will be conveyed to him as soon as he wants to work with it. Spiritual work requires knowledge, and spiritual work is done by the human being who tries to guide his fellow human being onto the path of love. For he must also introduce him to the blessing of love. He must enlighten him as to what love helps him to achieve. He must instruct him and can only do this as long as he is knowledgeable himself. This is the course of higher development, that the human being, through activity of love, puts himself into the ability to receive knowledge, that he utilizes this knowledge by trying to transfer it to his fellow human beings, and that he thereby rises again. Thus he can register progress in spiritual development. But the human being must never be concerned only with himself, for then he will not practice neighborly love. Then he is only intellectually active, i.e., he endeavors to mature. However, he lacks the activity of the heart and therefore the soul cannot mature, for only through unselfish neighborly love does it attain the height of love. Amen.